everybody. Welcome to this episode of True Crime Time for Tuesday. First Taco Tuesday in December. Yeah, right?
That's right.
I'm your host, Woody Overton.
I'm Cindy Overton.
That's right. We're laying down the tracks for y'all. We love and appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you for liking and listening and sharing and all the positive stuff you're sending our way. You're awesome. We love you. And it's December, huh, Sin?
Yeah.
Yeah. You should see the Christmas decorations piled up on my porch.
I knew you were going to say that.
If we didn't have outbuildings on it, where all this shit would go. But it's going up, and it'd be what it'd be, which means the Thanksgiving decorations had to come down.
Yes.
And you kind of mess up on Halloween, so. There's not many of those, but my wife is a decorator, y'all, and you just wouldn't believe how many decorations one place can have.
The fun thing about Halloween is when people can see the Halloween decorations. For Christmas, I want to see the decorations, but Halloween, I don't want to see, like,
I'm not worried about
skeletons.
I'm talking about the 6 feet of Christmas decorations on the porch.
It's probably bigger than that.
Yeah, I know, right?
Because it's on both sides of the...
Well, 'tis the season, and we're in December, and we're rolling with it. Y'all listen to Justice for Haley. Holy smokes. And this week begins the police interrogation of the nemesis, if you will, Brooks Cleary. And it's fire. So check it out. Listen to it. Thank you for continuing to listen to the State versus Scott Peterson. We're now swapping over to the defense side of the trial and wait until you hear what we have to bless your ears with on this idiot. And that's it. We just love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. Go download the Real Life Real Crime Community app for free. I go there and answer first. I get requests every single day from somebody asking me to work their case, but I get it to all the social media spots I don't go to. So please, message in there first. Go download it. It's, like I said, it's free. It's everything Real Life Real Crime. All the episodes, the merch store, forums, and chat groups, all that good shit. So let's get down to some true crime time for Tuesday. Lay it on us, Cindy.
All right. So you always talk about 911 calls and how crazy, some of them can get. And
yeah,
I can only imagine what people hear. But on this particular 911 call, the person on the other end hears, "I don't want to go to heaven." And it's a 7-year-old pleading for her life.
No way. 911 dispatchers, they take a lot of calls from crazy people, whatever. Most of the time when they get the calls is people are at their worst point, but then every once in a while they'll get a call like this.
Yeah.
That's going to, no matter how hard ass you are, it's going to mess with you.
Yeah.
And I don't even know the story, but from what you just told me, I assume it's going to be a shit show.
So Charles Alexander, 43, took his non-custodial daughter and led police on a chase as she begged him not to kill her.
Oh my God.
A 911 call between an armed man and Ohio police dispatchers has revealed the moments of terror endured by his non-custodial daughter, who repeatedly begged him not to kill her.
Jeez. Seven-year-old.
Seven-year-old. And her name is Oakland Alexander, and she was returned to her family physically unharmed following the incident earlier.
Thank God.
I know. The investigation began on November 11th when Charles Ryan Alexander took his non-custodial daughter from her grandmother's house in Jefferson County, Ohio, and he tried to pick up the child from school and failed. And so after he failed to pick her up, you know how all of those custodial things go, right?
Yeah.
And so
I know him very well.
And I know you know them very well. I remember one particular story from your rookie days.
Yeah.
And so this non-custodial father is trying to get her in any way he can, finally gets her from the grandparents' house. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad that the school didn't give her up and follow procedure,
Right.
An Amber Alert was issued with Alexander's vehicle description, and later that evening, the Brunswick Division of Police located Alexander and his daughter. When the police tried to stop him, Alexander fled. He ran.
He did. He ran like a little bitch.
And that prompted a car chase, and police actually deflated his tires of his vehicle, and he stopped in a parking lot.
Well, it's not like they, you know.
I'm thinking because the little girl was.
No, listen to me. What I was going to say. It's not like he ran up. They ran up and, you know, deflated it through the valve stem. That means they deployed spike strips.
Right. Well, I know that's what that meant. But I was just sharing it. Okay. An audio recording of the 911 call released by Medina County authorities said Alexander is heard threatening law enforcement by saying he's armed while telling his daughter calmly that she would be going to heaven.
Oh, my God.
I will shoot us both. Stand back. He is heard yelling. And while the girl in the background is heard begging him, please don't. I want to talk to her mother, Alexander says to a dispatcher. If you're listening, Ashley, you should have called. As the child asks him questions, her voice in a calm panic, he tells her that they would both be going to heaven. How do you know we're going to heaven? She asks. We'll both go, he said calmly. I'm going to heaven, she asks, before saying no. And when she starts choking up, he says, because you're a good person. And she said, I don't want to go to heaven today. Her voice rising in panic, choking up. I don't want it to happen either. I just want to talk to your mother, Alexander said flatly. So one of the 911 dispatchers interrupts to say, stay here. I know you didn't want to hurt your daughter and you didn't want it to be like this. Let's not do anything we can't undo. She calmly tells him. And as the dispatchers try to negotiate with him, the child is heard repeatedly asking, going to heaven? And at one point, she cries out in panic, I don't want to go to heaven today. And I'm not going to die, she says. Another 911 dispatcher tries to calm Alexander down by emphasizing with him, just keep talking to her if you don't want her to be scared. Let's not do anything.
Put the human face to her, yeah.
Let's not do anything that's going to make it even more unfair to her because you love her. I know you do. And he was later fatally shot by officers and the child was rescued.
Well, hello, Jill. Thank God. He was, there's no. Allegedly on that, he's saying on the phone, telling a 7-year-old, you're going to heaven. And I'm just glad they killed his fucking ass. Right. That poor baby. Why do you think he had such an attachment to the 7-year-old? It's not his kid. He's just using her as a bargaining piece to get mom.
Well, he's non-custodial. So that just.
Oh, non-custodial. Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking that, like non-biological. Yeah.
Right.
Well, there's a lot of those calls that don't end, or a lot of calls that end where the cops hear the gunshots, and whether it's murder, suicide, or just murder, you know. So, I don't know. So that's pretty bad, but I'll tell you another bad one, if you will. So, the cops in Missouri or investigating the fatal shooting of a mother of two. I'm about to fuck you up. You ready?
Oh, gosh.
A mother of two who's pregnant with twins.
Oh.
And who was found murdered in her house last month. So Brianna Johnson, who's 28 years old, was found dead at her Wentzville, Missouri residence on October 31st, Halloween. Spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. If you haven't finished your holiday shopping yet, don't panic. We've got a secret source for incredible original gifts, and that's Uncommon Goods. They've got unique, hand-picked gifts for everyone on your list, all in one spot. Gifts that spark joy, wonder, delight, and that it's exactly what I wanted feeling. And somehow they know exactly the perfect gifts for every single person you know. So skip the gifts that scream last minute and find something truly original at uncommongoods.com. I love the 12 days of gourmet nuts, y'all. Holy smoke, they're good. Each one of these packages contains 2 ounces of reusable container and has a different flavor of melody nuts in it to indulge in. Salted pistachios, honey sea salt almonds, cranberry nut blend, coconut curry peanuts, salted cashews, smoked almonds, butter cinnamon pecans, fireside trail mix, deluxe nut mix, sea salt walnuts, taproom nuts, salted corn nuts, and each flavor is shrink sealed for freshness in its own reusable tin. And the collection is beautifully packaged in a ready to go gift box. So when you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out for this holiday season. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. For holiday hosts and hostess gifts to the coolest finds for kids, for everyone from book lovers to diehard sports fans, Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, not the same old selections you can find just anywhere. Looking for a gift? You don't have to worry. Getting lost in the mail? Uncommon experiences are more than virtual classes. There are unexpected opportunities to have fun and connect in new ways, from tarot card reading, lunar astrology charting, cooking and mixology classes, crafts, gardening, and so much more. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/RLRC. That's uncommongoods.com/RLRC for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. Hey, y'all, it's fall, my favorite time of year. You know, I love hunting, traveling to see my grandbaby or go to Wisconsin and spending a precious time with friends and family. I'm so excited to ditch my shorts and flip-flops and upgrade to cozy sweaters and warm leather jackets from Quince. Quince offers affordable, high-quality essentials for any wardrobe. That includes seasonal must-haves like Mongolian cashmere sweaters from $60 and comfortable pants for any occasion. Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. And they partner with them directly, cutting out the cost of the middleman and passing the savings to you. That means Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, so you can update your look without breaking the bank. Shopping with Quince is fun and easy. You know, I don't like to shop. That's my wife Cindy's job. But when it comes to picking out my new fall wardrobe additions from Quince, I had to be part of decision making, and it was so easy. I got the fisherman sweater in alabaster, and I even chose the Mongolian cashmere joggers. They are soft and comfortable. The prices are great, and the quality is even better. I would put any of my new additions up against any luxury brand out there. Upgrade your wardrobe with pieces made to last with Quince. Go to quince.com/RLRC for free shipping on your order and the 365-day returns. That's quince.com/RLRC to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Go to quince.com/RLRC. It's horrible. Winsfield police say they arrested the Daryl Tyson Jr. on the same day and charged him with domestic violence related to an incident from the day prior to the shooting. He's not been charged yet in connection with the killing. Now, the investigation started around 4:30 a.m. on Halloween when cops responded to a report of a shooting at the Katie Lynn Court residence. When they found Johnson deceased at the scene, and her 2 children were physically unharmed, thank God, and this dude Tyson's taken into custody for questioning. Now, according to Johnson's mom and the victim's mom, she was 4 months pregnant with twins at the time she was murdered, right? One of her two children is 6 months old, and the other child is nearly 2 years old.
Oh, my.
And she's got two babies in the belly. And Tyson is their father, right? So her mama, Jeanette Giddings, says that Johnson had been physically abused and received brutal beatings from Tyson. Psychoviolence, I tell you about it all the time.
Yep.
Johnson had been trying to work with domestic violence groups and seeking support from them. And Dr. Cynthia Bennett, who's the founder of the Journey Against Domestic and Sexual Abuse, told news outlets that Johnson had reached out to them for help in January when she was 7 months pregnant with her other child.
My goodness.
She was reaching out for safety, Bennett said. She was afraid for her life. Now, y'all, what happens in these cases is when they actually reach out, the controlling, like Tyson, the piece of shit, will come back around and say, you know, I promise I won't do it again, da-da-da. And then they have the honeymoon period and everything's great until she returns to shit again.
Yeah.
And it always does. But on the day before the killing, the cops responded to their house in relation to a domestic dispute. When Tyson was accused of throwing a phone at her and striking her in the head. So anyway, of course, they did a GoFundMe to assist the surviving children. And her family described her death as an unconscionable loss. They said, Mazai and Jeremiah will never know firsthand the loving mother who was so beautiful and happy with her babies. The Winsfield Police says they are working with the St. Charles County Prosecuting Attorney Office to pursue the other charges against Tyson in connection with Johnson killing. And I imagine, I don't know what the feticide rule is in Missouri, but imagine they're going to hit him with everything and his ass locked up. And, you know, you do that a lot of times. You, if you get him on a lesser charge, why you take it to the grand jury and he's not going to get out. And I don't know if Missouri has a death penalty, but this fuckstick deserves it, right?
Yes. He definitely absolutely deserves it. Those poor children, the ones out of her belly. But
well, at least the only good thing about that is they're young, two and whatever. But it doesn't take away, you know, Parents' Day and soccer games and whatever. So
it doesn't take away the fact that they're not going to be, they know that their daddy's in jail for killing their mama, too.
I wouldn't even tell them. Fuck them.
I know. Unfortunately, they'll probably know.
Yeah. Well, you spread us some joy.
This is going to be
a real life, real crime day.
A real life, real crime day. Definitely. Authorities have issued an arrest warrant for Tanner Austin, who did not ask permission to leave Alabama.
Mm.
An aspiring country singer. Who
I was just going to say, he must have been on paper. He must have been on probation or parole.
Yeah.
If you have to ask permission.
Right.
I mean, it's not unless he's a kid, he's got to ask his parents.
Right. An aspiring country singer who boasted of his starry trip to the CMA Awards may soon find
it. It's like in Knoxville or something, isn't it?
I don't know where the CMA Awards.
Pretty sure it's in Knoxville, but I may be wrong. But go ahead.
He may soon find himself behind bars because the prosecutors noticed that his was in Nashville.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Nashville. Violated his bond conditions.
Well, so I guess it's bad luck for him.
I mean,
go ahead, tell us the rest of it.
So an Alabama judge issued a warrant for his arrest on Tuesday, November 26th. Days after he traveled from his home in Alabama to Nashville with his wife, Skyla. You would think Skyla might have said, hey, honey, we probably shouldn't do this if you're violating.
It's all about social fucking media.
Yeah.
And I guess the prosecution just happened to be flimming through, or maybe they saw him at the Country Music Awards.
I don't know.
Hey, that's one of my motherfucking parolees. He ain't supposed to leave the state of Alabama.
Well, he was indicted on fraud and theft charges earlier this year. And
I had a dream last night that was weird as fuck. The chief deputy from Tangipahoa called me and said I had fraud arrest charges from Popo Shrimp Company. And that's crazy as fuck.
Popo Shrimp Company.
I don't know. And I was like, it was like, you're going to need to come in and make bond and be arrested. I'm like, motherfucker, I don't need, yeah, if I want, I knew a guy that was a shrimp doc. If I want shrimp, we'd go down in the show van and get shrimp. I ain't never been to a Popo company. That's why we're sitting in here now at this early hour of the morning. That shit woke me up. So, and I was like, I don't even fucking eat shrimp. I mean, I do, but not rarely.
No.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
That's okay.
So he's on fraud for shrimp?
No. Oh. He's just on fraud for fraud and theft charges. Okay. No shrimp in this. Right. So they shared photos to social media, him and his wife, on the red carpet across the street from the Bridgestone Arena the night before.
Maybe she's from the same town. The prosecutors knew her, and they were following her. The local girl does good, and they see dirtbag.
No, not for shrimp. He was not invited. He wasn't even invited to the awards.
Well, she's got to have a date.
Well, she's not invited either.
I thought you said she's a country music star.
No, he is the aspiring country music star.
Oh, he wants to be a country music star.
Yeah, aspiring.
Aspiring.
So.
Fuck him. Aspiring. Fuck, I'm aspiring to be a billionaire. Does that get me to the Billionaires Club?
The post reads, first CMA Awards last night was nothing short of magical as we walked the red carpet at the CMA.
He must have had a little swag and he got on the red carpet.
Well, I mean.
Somebody had to have an invite to get on. They don't let anybody just get on the red carpet and take pictures.
Well, I just read that they said that he didn't have an invite. So, I mean, there's a whole little thing of his post on social media, but the Mobile County District Attorney's Office,
South Alabama,
filed a motion asking a judge to revoke Tanner's bond, and he is not allowed to leave the state of Alabama without the court's okay. The motion was granted.
Yeah, that's not going to be a problem because revoke means his ass. They swung him. And swung him back to a jail cell.
And a warrant was issued for his arrest. So Tanner, 38, was indicted by the grand jury in April on two counts of first-degree insurance fraud.
That wasn't shrimp.
No. Well, it could. I mean, theft of property. It could have been a shrimp boat.
Mine was theft by fraud from Popo Shrimp.
Attempted theft. He was released on a $20,000 bond and has been scheduled to appear in a deposition hearing the morning of November 21st. Though the hearing was abruptly rescheduled morning of the CMA Awards.
Yeah, that's for that deposition here is going to be for the civil lawsuit part of it.
So Assistant District Attorney Clay Rossi included screenshots of Tanner's CMA social media post and his motion and argued that the singer was well aware of the conditions of his bond. And he had previously asked and was given permission to travel to Florida on business in June.
To the shrimp company?
Probably. So
maybe he's going to play at the Floribama bar because he's aspiring.
So I guess since he was given permission in June, he just figured he would go again.
He figured that the prosecution wouldn't be paying attention.
So his star single was All We Need, and that was released in March.
So he does have a song now.
He does. He's aspiring.
I don't really think that covers too much. Right? Young kids can aspire to be fucking Superman.
Hey.
Doesn't mean they're going to get it.
I'm an aspiring wife.
No, you're already a wife.
Aspiring good wife?
I was about to say a good wife, and you cut me off. I already knew what you were going to say. That's the problem with being together 17 years, huh? Cutting each other off. All right. I'm going to take you out to Georgia, where Letitia Rodriguez, who's 17 years old, right? Prime of your life. She's facing multiple felony charges, including concealing a death and the abuse of a dead body and other charges, according to police. And this Georgia teenager was arrested after authorities said she was found, not CMA, not at the Popo Shrimp Company, but she was found digging a hole in her backyard to bury her newborn baby.
That's...
Yeah. There you go, honey. I'd fuck you up with that one. So, officers responded to the home in Marietta, Georgia. That's where Haley was from, y'all. Just after 3 p.m. on Sunday, November 24th, on a report of a newborn's death. And this according to her friends at the Marietta Police Department. I don't know how long they're going to be friends for when we get done with the Haley series, but we'll see. And police said they found the newborn dead inside the home. And the cops arrested the baby's mama, 17-year-old Leticia Rodriguez, and brought her to the Wellstar Kennestone Hospital for treatment.
The mama.
Yeah, I guess she was still afterbirth and shit like that.
And digging a hole in the afterbirth.
Yeah, right. Wow. So Fox 5 out of Atlanta, who've done a story on Justice for Haley, if y'all want to go look that up since we started the podcast, they obtained the warrant and authorities said Rodriguez tried to bury her baby about 6 hours after giving birth, and she hid the infant's body in a blanket in a grocery bag before a family member found her digging a hole in the backyard and saw in the warrant. They said, "We did see the mother of the deceased infant digging a hole in the backyard in an attempt to create that situation," Marietta Police Officer Chuck McPhillamy said. The infant was never actually buried. Now, once Rodriguez is discharged from the hospital, police intend to take her to the Cobb County Adult Detention Center in Marietta. That's where our friend Brooks Cleary on the Justice for Haley series is, or was. He's in prison now, but not for murder. Anyway, they're going to take her to the Adult Detention Center where she will be held without bond, and she's facing charges of concealing a death, like I told you, abuse of a dead body, and an abandonment of a dead body. Now, police say the investigation remains ongoing, and additional charges are expected to be filed after the medical examiner office determines the baby's cause of death.
Jeez.
Right? So, a local resident, I'm not done yet, local resident told Atlanta News First, which Real Life Real Crime has been on, Justice for Haley, she was shocked after learning of the tragic incident. "I've been here 30 years, and nothing like that has happened in this neighborhood as far as I know." I mean, might be all kinds of buried bodies that she don't know about. That's according to Teresa Neal. And it's just sad that something like that has shown up. And, you know, my heart goes out to anyone who has lost children. And ours does too, sweetie. And we hate that. I don't know, man, 17, having a kid. You know, these stories come up from time to time. They're just fucked up. Hey, ladies, are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? Well, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living in our environment right now. It's in your food, your water, the air you breathe, the clothes you wear, your skincare products. They all mess with your hormones. Then there's the natural hormone changes your body goes through, premenopause, menopause. And while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean you have to suffer through it. The good news is you don't have to suffer through it anymore because now you have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Hormone Harmony is not just a hormone support and supplement, it's become a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. And the biggest benefit? Well, my wife says it makes her feel like her own self again. And that's what women mention over and over in the reviews. And there are over 30,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code RLRC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code RLRC for 15% off today. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com and use code RLRC. Hey, y'all, let me tell you about Gobble. All Gobble meal kits are pre-prepped. That means less work for you and less waste in your kitchen. Their meal kits include everything you need so you can save time at the store or just skip that trip entirely. I got the box in and I had three different meals. I had a Kung Pao chicken, crispy fish tacos, and a beef bourguignon, however you say it. But let me tell you about the classic beef bourguignon. Look, it came with beef pot roast and a beef broth concentrate, red wine demi-glace, cremini mushrooms, cipollone onions, mashed potatoes, baby carrots, and rosemary thyme butter. It was so easy to make. Literally like 15 minutes it took Cindy. And let me tell you something, all the dishes were fire. But this thing was like a taste explosion in my mouth. It's just unreal. We've got to spend more time together and more time doing the things we love because everything came in this one single box right to my door. So see what a difference Gobble will make for your household. Right now, they're offering my listeners a fantastic limited time deal. You get $120 off across four boxes, plus free shipping and free cookies. And let me tell you, those cookies, I ate one that was sin-baked and it was delicious. Go to gobble.com/real life. That's gobble.com/real life for $120 off your first four boxes. This offer is not available on the home site, so don't miss out. This is genius. It's taste explosions in your mouth like you never had. Right.
It is 6 hours after giving birth.
Yeah, but what you think they used to do back in the day when they had, like, if people watch Yellowstone back in the ranch way, way, way back in the early 1800s, you popped a kid out and you were out in the field working later that day, probably.
Yeah.
Or you had to get up and wash clothes on a washboard or some shit. I don't know.
Well, I mean,
I'm not very experienced having babies. I made a few.
I'll do that. Well, I mean, just think of the first baby ever born and what they would. I mean, goodness gracious.
Wow, you know, I know, right?
Before any type of advancements in technology came. And
I'll tell you what, it was something. Now it's all out there. All
yep.
Right. All right, lay it on us, Mama.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to, I guess, stick in the same theme.
Let me do another one.
Okay.
Catch y'all. It'll be like Mike and Jim and fighting over who gets
to. It's my turn. No, I need to go now. I got a story.
All right, listen. I want to do this first, but I lost it somehow. But, you know, Thanksgiving's finally over with. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
And all that stuff. Although I just had 5 messages from my daddy from yesterday, which was Sunday after Thanksgiving, and 5 messages in a row, so it's not totally over. But anyway, Thanksgiving, I'm sure everybody's is different, right?
Yes, yes.
And then you have Thanksgiving, and then you have, like, we had Thanksgiving, right? And then yes, the night before Thanksgiving, we had Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Right? But anyway, so evidently, some people have some of our middle Thanksgivings. And this guy from Robert Lombardi, 65, is charged in connection to the death of his roommate, Frank Griswold, who's 80. All right? You know why? Because he fatally shoved him at their home on November the 27th. So then he's charged with involuntary manslaughter after a disagreement over Thanksgiving dinner.
I mean,
you knew it was coming, right?
Yeah.
All right. So the Robert Lombardi, 65, I told you that is charged with Frank's death after he shoved him. No, it's not funny. After he shoved him in a dispute over holiday meal preparations at their home in Marshfield on November 27th. And this according to the Plymouth County District Attorney's Office. So the release added that the Marshfield police received a 911 call for a report of an unconscious male on the floor of the kitchen. And Griswold was found bleeding from the head. The cops found him that way. And he had suffered a laceration to his forehead and a fractured neck.
What? How do you get a fractured neck?
I guess he shoved the shit out of him.
Damn.
He's 80 years old, too, though. So, and they rushed him to the South Shore Hospital. But, unfortunately, he died of his injuries. Now, part of the release, preliminary investigation, determined that the suspect shoved the victim following a disagreement over that holiday meal preparation, and he fell to the floor and struck his head, right? Lombardi told police he was cooking a meal, and he got in an argument with Frank. Now, he didn't want him in the kitchen touching the food. Don't touch my bird, motherfucker, right? Don't fuck up my dressing. Lombardi said his roommate, this is why I really want to tell it. Lombardi said his roommate often sneezes, and he did not want him to sneeze or contaminate the food that he was making for Thanksgiving. He said he left the kitchen, and he later returned to find Griswold near the food, and he grabbed him from behind, and he summarized that Frank Griswold's feet got tangled up, and he fell and hit his head on the floor. That's according to prosecutor Joseph Presley. He did see the victim, Mr. Griswold, near that food doing dishes. Said that he went over and grabbed Mr. Griswold from behind and grabbed his back and threw Mr. Griswold to the right and tossed him to the side. That's according to the prosecutor. But then Lombardi did call 911. So Lombardi was arrested over the incident. And on Friday, November 29th, he pled not guilty to one count of involuntary manslaughter and one count of assault and battery on a person over 60. And, you know, of course, the defense attorney says it was closer to an accident than whatever. And his ass is locked up in jail. But you don't know how you get a 60-year-old and 80-year-old to be roommates?
How?
I'm going to tell you. According to court documents obtained by NBC 10 in Boston, Lombardi and Griswold met in the 1990s while they were working together in finance. It must not have been too good. They got to have roommates. But they started living together in 2001 and had been renting their home since 2008.
I guess they were the Odd Couple. Remember that show?
Yeah. That was a pretty cool show. Odd Couple. I used to watch that.
Yeah.
The one clean freak and yes. The one like me.
Uzi, literally.
Yeah.
Well, actually, you beat him by about 100-fold. Well,
don't make me tell the people about Alice.
I'm not Alice.
Oh, but you created Alice and you got a lot of Alice in you. Alice is the clean freak. Alice is the one who obsessively just wears shit out by cleaning it. It goes into... I gotta find the button.
Beast mode.
On cleaning. Yeah, I'm gonna be in trouble later on.
We wouldn't have to do that if someone wasn't.
Oh, I can't hear you.
A beast mode on.
What grade are you in?
You tell me.
All right.
Okay.
Bring us home.
Well, we're not going home.
Bring us home.
We're not going home. We're going across the pond.
Oh, but that's not what I meant when I said bring us home. I meant close us out. But we can go to a
worldwide crime.
Okay.
All right. Cross the pond. On. I'll be pressing right now. We want to add some new sounds.
What else do you want to press?
I got a new segment I want to do. We need to do, but what's it? we've talked about it. I got to come up with something cool for there.
Yeah.
And we'll add on some of these because they're, I kind of like them.
Yeah. Oh, I know you do. So a woman in England was sentenced to 7 years. I wish I could have a English accent. I don't know.
Tommy, what's up, Tommy?
So this is not funny in any way, shape, or form.
Okay, I'd be serious.
This woman in England was sentenced to 7 years and 6 months in prison on Tuesday, November 26th.
Okay.
She
didn't have to miss Thanksgiving because they don't have Thanksgiving.
Well, Tommy gave us a little bit of a history lesson.
Yes, he did, but they don't have, still doesn't change the fact that they don't have Thanksgiving.
No, it was just called something else.
Yeah, it's not Thanksgiving. No, exactly what I said.
You're right.
That's correct. I am.
What grade are you in? Jeez Louise.
All right. So this woman.
A mother in England has been sentenced for keeping her baby daughter hidden in a drawer under a bed for the first 3 years of her life.
Oh, my God. That's exactly the segment, the new segment I wanted to do, but go ahead.
On Tuesday, November 26th, the woman, who wasn't named for legal reasons, I think her name needs to be put on billboard.
They probably said don't kill her ass when she gets to prison.
Right. Was sentenced to 7 years. How do you get seven
years?
7 years and 6 months.
All right, Tommy, you got to hook us up with some info on the English justice system.
Yeah. At Chester Crown Court in Northern England. And the verdict came after the mother. Okay. She pleaded guilty. After the mother pleaded guilty to 4 charges of child cruelty at a hearing on October 9th. Authorities identified the child as a baby girl and added that she was fed through a syringe and left alone for hours on end while being kept hidden from friends and family. The charges relate to offenses which occurred between March 18th, 2020 and February 18th, 2023.
Right. So that's 4 charges. I think to charge her for every day she kept the kid in a drawer beneath her bed.
Yes. The child was discovered hidden in a bedroom at an address in Cheshire in February of 2023 and immediately taken into care. Following inquiries, it was found that the child had been born in March of 2020, but had been kept a secret and never been registered.
I guess it's like a birth certificate.
Right. No one knew she existed. Instead, the child spent much of its life hidden in a bedroom and sleeping in a drawer under a bed. As a result of the woman's actions, the child was severely underdeveloped, malnourished, and had a number of medical conditions that had never been treated.
She's from Cheshire. They have Cheshire cats. You wouldn't even do that to a fucking cat.
You wouldn't. No.
You wouldn't do that to a goldfish.
No. So CPS said the baby girl had been found after a partner of the mother's, who usually wasn't allowed upstairs, heard the sound of a baby after he returned to the property to use the bathroom. He followed the noise and discovered a child of almost 3 years old with a cleft palate, mauled hair, and clearly malnourished. The mother told officers she had been in an abusive relationship with the father of the baby and didn't want to tell him she was pregnant. So that gives her a right to do this. So when the baby was examined by medical experts, she couldn't crawl, walk, talk, or make any communicative noises.
Guess not.
And made repetitive self-soothing movements, such as rocking. She was repeatedly stated, she was malnourished, unkept, dehydrated.
They need to put that bitch in a drawer for the rest of her life.
Literally.
Do the same shit to her.
Untreated cleft lip and palate, swollen abdomen.
All right, I'm getting sick to my
significant stomach. Nappy rash and poor muscle bulk. She also had floppy limbs, swollen.
Because you don't use them. There's no strength in them.
Swollen feet, redness on her outer limbs, and at the age of 35 months, her development was remarkably delayed and was the equivalent of that of a 10-month-old.
That's amazing.
One of the first social workers on the scene said in a statement that the court was taken aback by what I saw and was extremely shocked to see a baby looking at me, sat in a divan, D-I-V-A-N, drawer. I guess it's like a dresser drawer. I looked at her mom and asked, "Is this where you keep her?" And the mother replied, matter-of-factly, "Yes, in the drawer." I was shocked that the mother did not show any emotion and appeared blasé about the situation. I asked, "Has anyone else seen the child?" And the mom said no. It became an overwhelming horror that I was probably the only other face the baby had ever seen apart from the mother's. And she said, "I've been a social worker since 2006. I've never experienced such an extreme case of blatant child neglect and cruelty." And the mother showed no remorse or emotion, which I found extremely difficult to comprehend.
Well, she can't get away with a crazy plea because she hit her.
And so the detective constable, Rachel DiNicola, said, "What this child has experienced in its short lifetime is simply unimaginable, and how anyone can allow a child to suffer in that way is beyond belief. This child has been subjected to extreme neglect of her health, development, and basic needs since before she was born."
Yeah, I can't really do any more of the story.
Yeah, I have a little bit more to go.
7 years is not enough.
Don't forget that half.
There's a couple times in my career I came really close to losing my job and going to prison for being like face to face with a motherfucker like this.
Right.
And seeing, you know, whether I saw the dead body earlier or whatever, or a kid rapes, whatever the fuck it was, that I'm alone with this motherfucker and I'm like, I can kill you. I could kill her.
Yeah.
I take that bitch to murder by you.
Yeah. I think we have a whole trail of lifers that would follow.
Yeah. That's one of the six things. Yeah, I was thinking about that story. I don't know if it's Aristotle or Plato. Somebody wrote it about the man and it being born in a cave in total darkness and never hearing. I think it's never hearing sound, never seeing sunshine and all that. And then one day you see all that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You developed in the darkness and you know no light. That makes me want to fucking puke. Not that story, but not whatever philosopher story that was, but I studied that in college. But that baby.
Poor baby.
Yeah. Hopefully, I mean, she's not developed in any way at all. Can't communicate, can't do anything. But hopefully, they'll. Good people of England will take care of her. I don't know. You fucked up my day with that story. We're going to conclude True Crime Time for Tuesday. We do love y'all. Thank you so much for tuning in. Like and listen and share and go leave us a review and all that good podcaster shit.
Yes. Right? Yes.
And I'm Woody Overton.
I'm Cindy Overton.
We'll holler at y'all later. Peace.